JM and the AM on a Monday morning broadcast, and I apologize for those who may have already heard some of what we were discussing so far with our good friend Dove Hykind. I'm going to have to do a little bit of a review. Again, according to the latest news reports, Jewish advocates have called on the city's education chancellor and a Sheepshead Bay principal. The chancellor is David Banks. Origins High School interim principal is Dara Kammerman. They've called on them to be removed following shocking allegations of anti-Semitism at a public high school. Now, as Dove has told us, this is something that did not start October the 7th. This is something that has been a problem, to put it mildly, for the last 2 years. And the teacher who has been at the forefront of being the target of these anti-Semitic episodes hesitated to come forward a couple of times over the last couple of years, but now finally has decided to come forward. Dove, I apologize for the interruption. If you could just review that for us, if you don't mind. And then you said there's an unsung hero that needs to be recognized among the staff members of the school as well.
Absolutely. Someone by the name of Michael Baudry, who worked with Danielle Kamensky, the teacher at the school. You know, he is, again, he's not Jewish, but he's someone who's committed to doing the right thing. And he has been working with us to bring all this to the public. I just want to mention, we can talk about the things that have gone on the last couple of years. Things like, if you were in my country, Daniela was told, we would kill you. This teacher described herself as being afraid, in fear of going to work every day. Imagine that you have a job in a public school system, tax dollars, that you are afraid to go to work because of the threats that are directed against you for one simple reason, because you are a Jew, okay? This is not someone who was a Zionist wearing it in school with walking around with an Israeli flag or something. The very fact that she was a Jew, she became a target of a great number of these students. And just this past Thursday, we could talk about things that have happened over the last 2 years, but just this Thursday, flyers were handed out at the school, at Origins High School in Brooklyn, with the okay of the principal by the name of Kammerman. And I'm looking at the flyer. It says, honor the martyrs. And it invites the students at this high school to go to Brooklyn College to join the vigil for the martyrs of Palestine.
Unbelievable.
I mean, it violates every rule and everything that, you know, the education system, the public school system. I mean, the principal, Kammerman, actually, there was a gathering of the school that day on Thursday. She actually handed the microphone to one of the students to advocate that people join this Honor the Martyrs. I imagine, Nachum, that is all the martyrs. I imagine the martyrs, the Hamas Nazis of October 7th, who murdered 1,200 people. And this is going on in Brooklyn at a high school.
The
leadership.
Yeah. No, I have to interrupt for a second, because first of all, this revelation that this has been happening way before October 7th is so significant, and it should be jarring to anybody who's a member of the Jewish community in New York City, frankly. I'm glad that the situation is being handled, or at least being addressed at this point. I'm assuming that the mayor, the chancellor, and others have not really dealt with this. Has anybody from the administration, has anybody from the head of the New York City Public Schools come out with any type of statement or comment since all of this has been revealed?
All they have said is that they are going to look into it. They're going to look into it. You know, Michael Baudry filed over 15 complaints to the Department of Education. They knew exactly what was going on. Nachum, you know, it's the old story. You know, we as Jews, we're very nice people. We're too nice. Yep. You know, they sit down with us. They come to us. They tell us they're against anti-Semitism. They tell us they're going to do something and nothing. They do nothing.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing. And I'm saying to the mayor, he's the one who appointed Banks. Banks is a good friend of his, a buddy of his. This guy Banks has to be replaced. He's not up to doing the job. You know, whatever your point of view is on the Middle East should not be brought into the school. I mean, hatred and threatening violence and creating fear. Nachum, I have documents in my possession, which I presented yesterday at the press conference. Jewish students who attended the school, who asked for transfers over the years, many Jewish students asked for transfers because of the fear and because of the anti-Semitism that was going on at Origin High School, and were actually transferred.
Dov Hyken is with us live via telephone. Dov, what is the makeup of the school? What do we know about the student body? Is it a student body that's very pro-Palestinian? Is it one that's of a general Muslim background? Do we know what type of student body we're dealing with here?
Absolutely. It's approximately 50% Muslim, 30% plus Black, very few other students. And the Jewish students that have attended the school, as I said, many of them asked for official transfers,
right?
Specifically asking to be transferred because of the atmosphere of the school, the threats at the school, a situation where the parents were afraid to have their kids go to this school. So, by the way, there's a rally on Wednesday that I will be at. With many, many advocates outside of the chancellor's office. Look, the best news about this is not a story that's going to go away, nothing, because we have lawyers involved who have taken the case and are going to be suing the Department of Education. Federal case, civil rights case, this is not going away. This is real, and it's going on all over the city. And I'm saying to people out there, don't be afraid.
What are the details about the rally? Wednesday, that means downtown Brooklyn, downtown Manhattan. What does it mean? Where is it going to be and when?
It's outside the Brooklyn Museum on Wednesday at 4 o'clock, outside of the Chancellor's office in Brooklyn, Eastern Parkway. Teachers, parents, other people will be gathering there. And we're saying one thing. David Banks needs to be removed. The principal, not even a question about that. Not even a question about that. And her name is, by the way, Dara Kammerman. It's out of control.
Dov Hyken is with us. All right. You monitor this stuff all the time. Again, this revelation that this has been systemic in that school for way before October 7th is really, really important for those who think that everyone takes up these causes because of the supposed pressure that Israel puts on innocent people. No matter what anyone thinks about the war, just realize that this has been happening for 2 years, as Dov described. What about other schools? How? Because we've seen and heard. Remember, there was an episode in a Queens school where a teacher, a faculty member, was trapped in a classroom and felt that her life was at risk. How systemic is this school wide in New York City? If we would analyze all the high schools around New York, would we find two or three where things like this are happening, or would we be shocked at just how common these types of episodes are?
Unfortunately, it's common. You mentioned the school in Hillcrest, what happened there. It's happening in other schools. Other people have come forward, and we're going to be bringing this to the Department of Education. But at the end of the day, nothing will be done if you don't have leadership. I don't mean people with titles. I mean leadership. And unfortunately, that is not the situation. You don't have people. Let me tell you, the people who are running the Department of Education are more concerned about the other side, not the Jewish community. They talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk. You know, they talk, you know, about, you know, Malcolm, they're against anti-Semitism. Isn't that wonderful? Everybody's against anti-Semitism. The question is, what are you going to do about it? Are there going to be consequences? These students at this particular school, dozens of students have been carrying on this hate for the last couple of years. And Malcolm, nothing has happened to them. Absolutely nothing. And if there are no consequences, this is just going to continue. But right now, as I said, it's not just a story that we'll forget about in a couple of days. We're going to stay on top of this. You have attorneys who have taken the case because they believe that it violates all kinds of federal and state laws. And I'm telling you that they will pay a price. And by the and in the end, Kemmerman will be removed from this school. It is outrageous what's going on. I mean, you know, this woman who I have met with, like I said, over the last 2 years, the fear that she faces. I mean, just imagine if you wherever you work, having to be afraid every day to go into school. And by the way, one of the things Daniela Kamensky has pointed out to me and to others, that most of the kids of the school are not part of these hoodlums, but there are enough of these anti-Semites and nothing being done with regard to address the anti-Semitism that they get away with it. And as I said a moment ago, when you have a principal of a school handing out, having students hand out honor the martyrs of Palestine in the school. My God, could you imagine if the KKK was handing out flyers with a message that they believe in? Could you imagine what would happen? Do you think that school would be functioning today? Do you think there would be classes at Origin High School today?
What's happened to our great city, Dove?
Yeah, it's very, very sad what's going on. Anti-Semitism out of control.
By the way, by the way, you mentioned leaders, some of whom don't have titles, some of whom do. A tip of the hat to Ina, who uses her position in the New York City Council for, you know, for common sense, for justice, and for the protection of all good people.
Look, Ina's part of my family. She's an exception, but Nahum, where are the other elected officials to speak out? I'm not talking about in general. I'm talking about, if I could use the word, the Heimische.
Yeah.
Where are they? Why aren't they there as a group? What are they waiting for? For things to get worse, and then they're going to speak up? Why aren't they there? I don't want to start mentioning names, but we could go through a whole bunch of them. You literally don't hear from them.
Yeah, plus we don't hear from those public officials who are Jewish and not Jewish, who claim to be always there for the Jewish community. We're not hearing from anybody. We're barely hearing from anybody. We're hearing from one or two exceptions, and that's it.
Yeah, Nahum, look at our enemies. I mean, I have a list in front of me of all the demonstrations they're planning in the next 10 days. I'm talking about our enemies, the supporters of Hamas. They are out there in the streets, young people, older people, constantly, every single day. Why are we sleeping?
Yeah. They're out there supporting murderers, and we can't get people out there to support people who are innocent and need our help, like the teacher in Origins High School. Those of you who want to participate, it's 4 o'clock this coming Wednesday at the Chancellor's office at Eastern Parkway in Brooklyn, New York. Dove, is there a website, any place where people can go to find out more information about all this?
I don't have that in front of me, but there's nothing to find out. Just come if you can. And, I want to tell you, there's another event that we're planning this Thursday at 11:15 in the morning outside of Amnesty International. That is an organization that loves Jews, as you know. They are one of the most dangerous organizations when it comes to Israel. we are giving them an award. You know, it's International Women's Day on Friday. Wow. We're giving them an award. Three monkeys, by the way.
Three monkeys. I assume one with hands over their ears, one over their mouths, and one over their eyes.
Exactly. Yeah. Precisely. We will be outside their offices on 43rd Street, 311 West 43rd Street, between 8th and 9th Avenue. We have many women who are coming to give them this award for their cowardice in face of the horrors committed against women on October 7th.
Hey, Dove, thank you for doing something. It's more than anybody else is doing, I can tell you that much. Thanks for doing something. And let's hope that...
We don't have a choice. Yeah. We need to do our part, each and every one of us.
I hope more and more people wake up to that. Dove Hyken, God bless you. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Malcolm.
The one and only Dove Hyken, when nobody's out there fighting for the Jewish people and defending those who are being attacked by the enemy, he is, and I thank him. Wednesday, 4 p.m., Wednesday, 4 p.m., Eastern Parkway in Brooklyn, the office of the Chancellor of the New York City Public School System. Thursday at 11:15 in the morning at the offices of Amnesty International, 311 West 43rd Street in Manhattan. That's Thursday at 11:15 in the morning. 311, West 43rd Street in Manhattan. More coming up. It's JM in the AM.